I'll turn the meeting over to Leo and Krishna then.
Okay. Hi, Krishna. Hi, everyone. This is Leo. Krishna, if it's okay with you, we have kind of a tentative agenda. If you look under point three, key items for review and discussion today, that's under 3CF0.
But then I leave this chat page then, right?
Leave the chat in a separate tab or a separate window.
Okay,
you probably want both.
Yep,
you want
yep,
the chat.
I got it.
But I guess just a little background. Apparently, at one of the Ontologue sessions last week, I think Gary raised the issue of maybe having a session, or I guess possibly even more than one session, that talks about some of the Earth Cube research that's going on and Earth Cube related work. So his suggestion initially was Nai Chong Lee's SDS work. But it just kind of morphed then an email to perhaps something a little bit larger or at least includes more people. And that might be, you know, that what we want to do perhaps is to, you know, in a sense, have Ontologue meets Earth Cube as far as geosemantics is concerned, because I know that almost everyone participating in today's call is probably on the ontologies, the semantics and ontologies group, or has an interest in that in the Earth Cube collaboration. And it's also the case that I think Earth Cube is an extremely collaborative project initiative, and really Ontologue for the past 10 years is a community of practice, an open collaborative community of practice focused on ontology engineering. That Peter and I and Kirk Conrad formed in 2002. Is that somebody saying something or?
No, go ahead.
I think just background noise coming through from somewhere.
Oh, I see. Okay. But anyway, so we thought this would be, you know, potentially very interesting. You know, if we could kind of talk about a little bit about Ontologue and a little bit about Earth Cube, and maybe you know, explore in this session, which is a quasi planning session, you know, what the right venue is, and you know, what do we want to do? Do we want to have a mini series, etc.? So if you look under those key items under point three, we have a bunch of questions, and so I just basically want to open it up. Krishna, you may want to say some things too at this point about your, you know, Earth Cube perspective.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Okay. The key phrase I heard from you, Leo, that Ontologue is basically an engineering of ontologies. You develop the engineering capacity to utilize ontologies.
Well, it's really more of a community of practice focused on ontology, if you will. We call it ontological engineering, ontology engineering, but also ontology science. It includes semantic web technologies, really semantic technologies in general.
Okay, no, that I understand. Where I'm going with it was trying to emphasize is that we need to reach out to Earth Cube through a geoscience set of, you know, glasses. So you have to take a big step towards the geoscience community, you know, the long tail of science, and begin to raise questions in the discussions today is where is a common theme that both these communities can address and start developing potential partnerships. And from my perspective, being a geologist by training and learning slowly what ontologies can do for us, is we have to debate two things. Is evaluation of existing ontologies that's applicable to geoscience? And two, how do we evaluate these existing ontologies? Are they robust enough to do anything, or is it just on paper for the moment? So those are the two things I'm hopeful that we can sort of, you know, work towards as we have this conversation.
Okay, good. Thank you, Krishna. What we're trying to do here is the best situation to have maybe a sharing of talks by people focusing on geoscience and semantics and ontology engineering to support that. That sounds like that's probably our focus.
Hello? Okay. I think one of the main initiative purposes of the whole EarthCube activity is really facilitate people's discovering and accessing the knowledge and the data and models and tools, and so that people can share what they have in their work. That's one of the main purposes, actually, and taking advantage of cyber infrastructure while you're doing that. And the semantics ontology, of course, will play a great important role there in terms of facilitating interoperability among the data models and tools for sharing. So with that purpose in mind, if we want to connect to EarthCube's initiatives, I think that's one of the purpose that we have to look at. So it's not just semantics of, say, geophysical phenomena and so on, but also really facilitating the discovery and access of resources, including data models and tools.
Can I say something about that comment, Nikon?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Krishna again. I agree with you 100%. There's no question about that. There is no motivation to share data. Downstream, nothing happens. You cannot access it. You cannot discover it. You cannot integrate. So sharing is a very important feature that should be promoted through semantics. When I say semantics as one of the end users, I'm saying semantics should make it so simple for me to share my data that people can then discover it and do other things with it. And by data, I mean tools, services, etc., etc. So I think I agree with you, but at the same time, to be partnering with EarthCube, we need to show them the downstream activities as well.
Okay. Krishna and Leo, Peter here. I just wanted to mention one thing. Most of you who are familiar with the ontolog process would know if you want any, please try to capture the salient points of your remarks onto the chat, because that becomes part of the proceedings. So after you say it or before you say it, please try to at least type out the essence onto the chat. Afterwards, I will probably add it and organize it a little bit so that it has a flow and makes a slightly better sense. Also, try to provide a little bit of context. Just don't type yes, because I mean yes doesn't mean anything 3 months from now, but say I mean yes to whatever Krishna just said, whatever, I mean describe the whatever as well. So that's sort of a process remark for everyone.
So let me try to get a step back. I just posted a chat question. Perhaps you all guys all know that. I think I have a pretty good grasp of Earth Cube right now. I'm sorry for not really being on the page what Ontolog is. So what does it usually do? I understand, if I understand it correctly, then an idea is to use the Ontolog platform to do something related to community building and or teaching / education / outreach. So probably the first question is which people are usually reached through Ontolog and what could be what would be I understand mini series, Gary. The question is what does that mean? How long are these sessions? Are there tutorials in content? Are they interactive? Are there discussions? So sorry for the redundant questions.
Leo, you want to take that or do you want me to address that?
Yeah, Peter, why don't you go ahead? Because you probably know the number of members and so forth that might be of interest to these folks.
Okay, good. Actually, I mean, that would have the Pascal, you asked the perfect question. I mean, that would be my question too. I was at Cliff Jacobs' session with Dahlia and a bunch of other people, and NSF is really proud of the community aspect of EarthCube. And I'm actually a lurker in your semantics and ontology working group, and there are a huge number of activities. So we will have to identify what is it that Ontolog could bring to the table in this collaboration, or what would EarthCube bring to the table to make it worthwhile for both parties to do it together rather than doing their own things. So that would probably be among one of the agenda items where we would say we need to align objectives, goals, and expectations. But maybe a few of the fundamental or process points that Leo might want me to let everyone know. For those who are unfamiliar with Ontolog. Ontolog has been around for a little more than 10 years. And it now has a membership of maybe a little over 900 now, of around 900, and a mailing list of maybe 2,500 to 3,000 people, has a website, mainly a wiki site, a web portal, a bunch of archived mailing lists, and then a shared file repository that forms it what we call its collaborative work environment. Something that's very special about Ontolog is we don't use the work environment just as a means of communication or a means of presentation of content, but rather we use the work environment as a knowledge repository, which means anything that happened in the last 10 years of Ontolog have been archived and captured, fully searchable. It's full text search now. The efforts doing semantic search on that stuff. And Ontolog has been getting very good. I mean, Ontolog is a volunteer community, so almost anyone who's doing anything on OntoLog is doing it as a volunteer. And over the years, it has accumulated, I would say, a very formidable body of knowledge that represents a lot of some of the best lectures, some of the first-time exposure of certain things. I mean, let's say, for example, the Kalo project that DARPA spent maybe $200 million on. OntoLog captured probably the only presentation outside of Department of Defense that goes into the details, or maybe the Apple Siri. The Siri company, maybe a month and a half before they got acquired by Apple, did their first sort of under-the-hood presentation of their technology at OntoLog. And after they were acquired, Apple has been very secretive and nobody gets to look under the hood anymore. Or we were with the people that developed the Watson computer that did, what was it, the Jeopardy game. And we had the UEMA people, the technology that forms the basis of the Watson computer, came present their sort of information structure prior to even Watson starting the presentation. We have always been a little bit ahead of the game. I mean, thanks to a very good community who always brings up the right things. And this time, I guess EarthCube is also something up and coming, and people like Kerry, Leo, I mean, there's several people actually for Gary's information, like three or four people wrote me, you were among one of them, that said, I mean, let's do something with EarthCube. So hence we are here.
Thanks a lot. Just let me, because it seems I've missed something important for some reason. Don't know. Perhaps my excuse is that I was in Europe until recently, so I don't know. But my question was actually a little bit more concrete. So what are the concrete activities you're doing?
Through the years, we've had weekly, if you will, sessions like this, except it's not, this is a planning session, but where we might have a topic that people are interested in exploring. It could actually be a multiple session, so it might be typically on Thursdays. But it might be like three or four or even more sessions on a particular topic, where we have panelists come in, present, their, research, their, ideas, have open discussion, and a number of those through the years that we've had, it's ranged from, like ontologies and databases, for example, semantic wikis. A very long-standing project has been the Open Ontology Repository effort, voluntary effort to essentially create a federated Open Ontology Repository, which was actually initiated a few years back at an ontology summit. So we also have ontology summits. They occur, the first one occurred 2006, I believe, which focused on upper ontologies. The ontology summit, the way it's structured, and it's, again, it's open to everyone, is we have like a 3 month long virtual set of sessions, virtual interactions, in email, on panels, sessions during the week focused on particular topics, having different tracks within the Ontology Summit. And then it's finally, it culminates at a face-to-face symposium. It's always been at NIST in Gaithersburg, Maryland, typically in April. So from January through, sometimes December, January through April, we have this online discussion, we arrive at what we call a communique, which is, if you think about it, it's similar to perhaps the concept of your manifesto that was just put together for EarthCube. But it's focused on a problem or theme area. For example, this year, we focused on ontology and big systems. So we brought in the ontology community, but also the systems engineering community and stakeholders in big systems. We had multiple tracks. We've actually had quite a bit of work that was involved, and the communique, which is now endorsed by probably 100 plus people, represents kind of the best statement in this area that we all agree to. So there's a lot of activities that are going on, which are all voluntary, all focused on to some extent, the ontologies and semantic technologies, but focused on different areas, repositories, big data, big systems, training, for example, ontology training for future ontologists. You can essentially go to the Ontolog main home wiki page and trace through the history of the ontology summits, for example. So there's many, many activities that are going on, and what we're thinking about in this case is to have a kind of joint mini-series between the EarthCube geoscientists and geosemanticists and the ontology engineering and semantic technology communities. Does that help?
Yeah,
actually, Jeff, I'm getting a picture. Sorry for I have no idea how I actually missed all this effort so far. Seems it has happened. I'm getting a picture now, so thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can I ask Peter a quick question?
Please.
Yeah. Hey, you spoke about Watson.
Yes.
Do you know how much of its capability was semantically enabled?
The Jeopardy computer, on the Jeopardy computer, there's more statistics than semantics, but there were probably, I believe, out of one of the presentations, Chris Welty was making like 16 ontologies were engaged, in the Jeopardy computer. But then I was also at Eric Brown's presentation when he came to Almaden Research Center out in San Jose. I work out of the Silicon Valley. And since they are moving into specific domains now, like medical, education, and so on, a lot more ontologies are getting involved now.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. You know, one of the things that came through at the EarthCube meeting was to have a long-term vision. So here is a vision. Could we consider a geo-Watson? Could we promote to NSF that they start thinking of a geo-Watson that's semantically enabled, that can do a lot of the background activity that we are trying to struggle and spending, literally thousands and thousands of man years that could be done more efficiently some other way?
If I can speak to that, I think that's kind of an analogy or metaphor. So Watson is a set of heterogeneous technologies that were put together, and with the focus mostly on what's called question answering, which you can think of as a natural language related technology that goes beyond information retrieval to actually trying to find answers, and maybe even one answer. Watson consisted of, you know, data mining, use of resources such as, you know, Wikipedia, DBpedia, ontologies, and actually Prolog reasoning, among others. So it's basically a lot of natural language technology, semantic technology, data mining technology, and of course, underlyingly, on large computers from IBM. So I think that probably EarthCube could, you know, metaphorically, this we could think about EarthCube as a kind of a Geo Watson, needing a Geo Watson. There's probably many other use cases than question answering that's involved within EarthCube. That was the initial focus of Watson. I think that it can be applied to other use cases too, but it's just something to keep in mind that perhaps it's an analogy.
Just as a remark, I don't know if you've seen the chat. We actually drove on the Geo Watson idea in a recent editorial we wrote. I posted the link on the chat. The working title until shortly before we actually sent in the manuscript was Watson's Digital Earth. Yeah. Agree, there's a lot in there. And, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, among other things, I mean, Peter here, I was involved for a bit with the Data One project. And again, I mean, there are a lot of commonalities between this, I mean, between EarthCube and that effort that I can see, or maybe in terms of aspirations as well.
Yeah, so the size and the value of the project is probably comparable to of the EarthCube project. It's probably comparable to Watson. So you need a lot of technologies, and they're probably mostly focused on, as Krishna mentioned, you know, data sharing, data discovery, how to facilitate that, interoperability issues, etc.
Excuse me, this is Dahlia speaking. It strikes me that phrase, Watson for Geosciences, might make a dynamite theme for an initial ontology forum or series of cyber presentations. So I would just suggest that, regardless of whether EarthCube would adopt that as a long-term goal, perhaps it could be tested with Ontolog first.
You will probably have to ask IBM. I mean, I'm just kidding. I mean, using the word Watson.
Correct. As long as we know it's in a metaphorical sense.
Right, right.
But by now, I think they are used to that, IBM being, sort of a, having entered the local lingo anyway, and, or maybe they'd be pleased.
Could we invite someone from IBM to participate?
We could try, obviously. Yeah, there's several IBM people on, in Ontolog, including people who are on the Watson team. So
no, what I'm really thinking about, folks, is a very small version of Watson, a small version, but just to get NSF to recognize early in the planning of, they're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars. But early on, they need to start planning that from the human element, we have to move over sometime into the future to the instrument or, you know, the computational element and a sort of a functional Watson at some level may trigger a huge buy-in from the community. People would want to participate, to share information,
Krishna?
And stuff. Yeah.
Krishna? We use the term Geo-Watson or Watson-like digital Earth, I think, first in 2010, right after the, or 11, right after the first presentation. And then we decided also for the editorial that Pascal mentioned to choose another term, namely this digital Earth or Earth Cube, however you want to put that, as the knowledge engine. First of all, that is not related to the IBM branding, but still covering the same story. And second, I think that EarthCube is a very centralized system for a very, very, very specific purpose. So while we like this analogy in the first year or something very much, the more we talk with people, the more we discover that the analogy sounds really intriguing at the first place. But the more you go deeper, the more people will get a different perception, namely of a highly centralized, very spatialized system, not one that is waiting for dialogue, for instance, but for immediate question answering, effect looking up machine, right? So I think that we should stay with something like the knowledge engine, so say that we don't want to have a knowledge archive, like the digital Earth is envisioned right now, or EarthCube seems to be envisioned right now, but that we want a knowledge engine. And the editorial that Pascal just posted is 10 pages of exactly why we need that and why we want that.
I agree with that.
The analogy is useful here because you may get into an issue with IBM, you know, the use of Watson in particular that would pull in, you know, perhaps some issues with IBM. But I think analogously, it's a very useful concept. But go ahead, Krishna. Sorry to interrupt you.
No. All I was saying is I agree with this knowledge engine. I disagree with the words digital earth. That had a terrible perception within NSF and outside NSF about 15 years ago. So revising that again, I don't think it would be a very good thing for NSF to go and visit what went wrong with the digital earth model.
Yeah, that's their problem with their funding, and I leave politics aside of science. But we can use EarthCube as knowledge engine or whatever. I'm just saying that from working on this Geo-Watson term for like more than a year now together with Pascal and others and publishing about it, we recognized it can do more harm than good because most people who know how Watson works will get a very different view of what you want to do. So just calling it a knowledge engine gives a very similar message without pushing the analogy over the edge. But that's just a recommendation.
No, that's very well phrased. I really like that. No question about it. The only reason I even brought up the Watson issue was that it is a sort of a very small, low-grade version of it. It will give people a vision of what the future would look like.
So it engages the imagination, really.
That's what it does.
Even if you don't really fully understand what Watson is, you knew that this is a major accomplishment, you know, beating humans at their own game, and that requires a lot of complex technology.
Do we really need the natural language processing and speech recognition components of things in what we are proposing here?
No, this is why it has to be analogous.
Right, right. Can I say a couple of things?
The analogy only works on a very, very superficial level. And it might work on the superficial level as a general, you know, advertising trick. However, I believe that it would probably stimulate hyped expectations. And in the end, IBM Watson is a very specific purpose question answering system, where whether the technology can actually carry it over even to question answering in a different domain is still an open issue, and whether the technical approach is taken can be carried over to something like data interoperability in the sense we need in EarthCube is completely unclear, I would say. So this is the danger. We would start an analogy which is likely breaking down as soon as somebody gets a little bit into what is this actually. But we probably shouldn't discuss this too much now.
Right, right. I suggest that would be an EarthCube semantics and ontologies group discussion. Let's get back to focusing on why we're here for. But before we do that, can I also prompt Dahlia that you are the only person on the call who is not on the chat so far. So
Yes, I'm having some trouble with our government firewall.
Oh yes, that.
Okay,
then don't worry.
I'll keep trying to work on it though.
All right. Okay. Back to Leo and Krishna.
Let me jump in here for a second. What I think Pascal questions was like 10 minutes ago was, what exactly could Ontolog or the Ontolog community do for or in terms of supporting the semantics community in EarthCube? And I'm not sure whether we already discussed that.
No, we haven't. I mean, that's exactly what we need to discuss and to explore and find out, I mean, whether there's value in this whole endeavor to start with.
Yes, so I think the focus is probably on the geosemantics, and more generally, I guess, probably geospatial semantics, if you will, that EarthCube is interested in for supporting, you know, its future vision of access, scientific access to data. And Ontolog, which is a community which is focused on ontology engineering, semantic technologies. So we have that kind of overlap. And so I think that would be useful to explore in one of these mini-series. We could just call it geosemantics, EarthCube and semantic technologies or something like that.
Yeah, I think what Ontolog can bring to the table is, one, it's got a captive audience of people who are already interested in various aspects of ontology and science and on ontological engineering. That's one. And two, we have an infrastructure. We do webinar type things on the turn of a dime. We record them. We fully index them, we podcast them, and so on. I mean, these are the things that we have, processes that we've almost perfected over a span of 10 years, and it's relatively easy for Ontolog to do it. I mean, not that other people couldn't, but then there's a captive audience. We could send out an announcement, and generally we will have anywhere from maybe 20 to 80 people attending in real time, and then probably 500 to 600 people within the first month downloading the content, and good webinars or good lectures would even call up like 300 or 400 downloads 7 years, 8 years after the fact. So them going back to the long tail. I mean, it's a very long tail. We are very diligent about scrubbing the data, making sure they are properly tagged with metadata, and so on, so that all these captured knowledge are actually well preserved and are made available. Then again, I mean, a lot of people can do this, but it's just something that's part of the ontolog process already, and it's easy.
Yeah, and I would like to back that those claims up. This was the first year that I participated in the Ontology Summit, and I really do think it is an effect. It seems to me I was not expecting that a constructive, long-term conversation spanning more than 2 months could possibly hold up via email and, you know, cyber conferencing, but it did, and there was a lot of good material that was produced, and I just have never seen anything like it that approaches the success of Ontolog. I really must say that. So.
Thank you, Dahlia.
I would add one thing is that another impressive part about the things like the Ontology Summit that Ontolog supports is that the conversations along the way are numerous and go in many directions, but Ontolog and the Ontology Summit has the expertise to bring it together in an impressive fashion. So you may pursue individual lines, but I think the way it comes together is really a lot of value added.
Thank you, Gary.
Could I interject?
I agree too. I attended a few sessions before and it was very valuable.
Yeah. I wanted to interject an idea here is, If we agree that this approach, using Ontolog virtual meeting, a mini-series of them, is useful, we need to start discussing what, if we say a 4 or 5 session mini-series was the target, we might start discussing what types of topics would make sense for those 4 or 5 things. So, to me, this seems like there would be some natural follow-on to what happened at EarthCube, so there would be things on methodologies that Yano and Pascal have written about and talked about it at the workshop, sort of these top-down and bottom-up, and how you develop vocabulary. There might be a tool session on things to do that. There certainly should be something on reasoning, which Pascal has talked about. GeoSparkle, as an example, is one type of a standard that supports some type of spatial reasoning. There are other things. So those are a few of the topics that I think we might consider for a session headed.
Leo?
Yeah, so I agree. I mean, what I suggest, Gary, is that we capture some of this, these topics, prospective topics in chat. Maybe you already, I haven't checked, but you know, the focus might be on, for example, geoscientists might want to have a session where they describe the problems they have from the EarthCube, basically Krishna's geoscience community, who are coming to EarthCube to see if EarthCube can solve some of their issues about data access, data discovery, how a community can be supported by semantics and semantic tools. So, you know, that I think that would inform the larger a community that's actually larger than EarthCube, the ontology community of Ontolog. So that could be maybe one session where the geoscientists come and say, you know, here are our problems. Here's what we're trying to do in EarthCube. What are things that'll help? That might be one session, for example. Another might be, a response from, you know, both the EarthCube related ontology semantic people, but others in the ontolog community, another session that responds to some of those issues. This way we get a kind of dialogue going. And, you know, of course, along the way, you panelists may say, well, you know, here I have this research, which I think is important for, you know, the geoscientists of EarthCube and EarthCube in general. And so you share that information too. It may include, you know, ontologies, may include reasoning, automated reasoning, etc.
May I say something? I believe Krishna did say that you can only do it for 1 hour. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have to leave after an hour, but I just wanted to stress one thing. There is a divide in our own vocabulary between geoscientists and the ontology community. We need to break that divide. It was brought up in a lot of surveys at the EarthCube meeting, and having been involved in this activity for 10 years, I know it exists. So one of the primary goals of this EarthCube ontologue dialogue should be outreach to the geoscience community. In other words, can this community write a one-page document that could be shared with geoscientists as to how semantics will enable us to meet many of the already identified challenges? We know what we are facing, but how does semantics help us solve some of those issues? I think it would be a very important first step. Just jumping straight into engineering aspects of you know, developing technologies, it's going to be very difficult for people in my community to relate to. And I'm just relaying 10 years of you know, frontline experience.
Krishna, is what you're speaking about discussed in greater details in some of the EarthCube documents that have been written?
None of them were written because the questions that were posed, we had 10 questions that we had to answer. We never came up with an explicit document that said how can semantics, or for that matter, other technologies that were raised at the EarthCube meeting, how do they really help me day to day? What do I do when I wake up and when I go to sleep? How does it help me? And without that buy-in, I sense the emails I've been getting about what happened in Washington are not all very complimentary. They're saying, Krishna, what is it we get out of this? And I'm making a very upfront request. Let's make that very clear. I've tried, but I think I need additional ammunition to sell this.
So, Krishna, I think that Pascal and Jano sent out a little article today that starts to address some of those things. Have you looked at that yet?
I did, but I think there are no geoscientists in the SEMCG mailing list. There's probably, you know, half a dozen.
Yes, but the point would be if you think it's useful for the larger community to read something like that, to get a sense of it.
I think so. I think it would need to be, you know, sort of watered down, scaled down quite a bit.
You're talking about the semantics elevator talk?
Exactly.
Yes.
No, I missed that.
I was wondering actually whether I should blog post it on the central EarthCube blog. I decided against it because it's targeted towards more the semantics people. But I mean, that was the attention. But I mean, there is no harm in just putting it over to the other blog because I was kind of halfway drawn in both directions.
Yeah.
Maybe so, just change the title.
I think
and the other thing is what I'm wondering about, Krishna. I mean, you're talking about a one page or a two page description. But at the same time, you're talking about, you know, talking about technical details. I don't think that works, because the technical details are too involved. So if we talk technical details, they won't get anything. Even if we make it 100 pages, they won't get it. The message they need to get is that they don't have to worry about it. They just have to talk with us. And the analogy I'm usually using is I do not expect to become a geo expert within a year or two, because I know that there's a lot of things there which I just would have to learn from scratch. And the problem is, I think that too many on the other side of the things expect that we can just give them tools and they can work the technology. And I think this is a main issue we actually have to get across.
Yeah.
Other than that, I believe on the general advertising side, Christoph just put in the a link into the chat. We have this 2-page document. That's why we made it.
So let me jump in. We need to kind of converge here. We don't have much time.
Right.
Christian will be leaving, but
yeah, we have 3 minutes.
What would be the next steps for Ontolog EarthCube collaboration? So. Would it be worthwhile to start planning to have, for example, at least one session on a Thursday, probably, or a short mini-series where we try to address some of the geoscience and geosemantic issues?
That could be, yeah, the session that Krishna proposed. How soon can you get a round up a group of geoscientists who are at least sympathetic to adopting semantics and ontologies together? Maybe we can have a session with, let's say, Christoph and Pascal, sort of going through what they just posted, and then on the one hand, and of course Krishna, possibly Leo, and then on the other side, the geoscientists are maybe explaining how they see things, and then maybe spend a good chunk of time, at least maybe 45 minutes, discussing where are the gaps, I mean, where are the missing pieces that needs to be in place.
So let me jump in here. This is Christoph again. I think if we would make a first session just as a starting point, that would be called something like, what is the value proposition of geosemantics in an EarthCube context, and really break it down the way, as Krishna said, trying to avoid as much of our three-letter acronyms as possible. I think that would be a good starting point, and I think also this would be a good starting point because from my perspective, NSF is waiting for things to happen. They will not put any bigger amounts of money in EarthCube right now. They want to see how the communities that have formed evolve by themselves, and then they will look, they will observe, and if the semantics community comes up with, you know, if we show that we actually do have impact on EarthCube, like by doing this joint Ontolog session, for instance, on the value proposition of semantics, then they are more likely to recognize that they need to devote a chunk of money to something semantics related. If other communities show that they are actually working on EarthCube already, then they will not devote money for us.
I like that phrase, value proposition. I really like that. It registers with me as a geologist. It adds a lot of value to what I want to do. And so basically, I endorse that suggestion that we ought to have one session that lays out the value to the geoscience community through the adoption of semantic capabilities. And what are the values? You know, through illustrations, through discussions, no technology, but just point out what the values are. And then it allows us from the geoscience side to broadcast that more widely. And I think EarthCube would management would listen to that.
If you think that's great, the others think that this is great, and Peter agrees, then I think we could organize such a session with one or two speakers and then a lot of discussions very, very soon.
Right. I mean, maybe half the speaker, maybe one or two from geoscience side, one or two from the ontology semantics side. So since we're rushed, let's wrap up, but I would suggest we decide on the following things. One, that those people here on this call, plus the three people who acknowledged they wanted to stay with us but couldn't make this meeting, namely Nancy Wiegand, who else? Nancy
Thanks,
Wiegand,
Schildhauer.
Yeah, Mark Schildhauer and Mike Dean. So the bunch of us becomes the organizing committee for this mini series. I will start a sort of wiki homepage where we could jot down ideas. I could start a small mailing list just so that we capture the discussion. And then we pick one date. We just pick one Thursday and to do this first session. How about, I mean, we probably need a little bit of time to invite people and so on. We can task Krishna to get us the geoscientist side of people.
It's going to be very difficult, if I can interrupt just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are out for the summer, and I'm getting ready to head out into the field, you know, where I look at rocks and things.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it a little bit tricky to bring the community together. So if we could wait a little bit.
But Krishna, the wonderful thing about Ontolog, and for me that's the most useful thing about this, Peter documents everything, and I mean really everything. You can listen to the talks, the audio, you can look this up the slides, you have the full chat protocol, you have the documentation afterwards. So I think we will only make this event for, you know, maybe like 40 people listening, but over the years, maybe Peter can report on that, many of these things have been downloaded thousands of times, right? So it's Ontolog for me is an archive. That is the great thing about it.
But,
yeah, so maybe,
Krishna,
you know,
getting someone to speak. So I mean, we're fine with doing this after the summer. I mean, actually,
I think most people should be back within the next month. Like I'm headed out for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Alaska, and so I'm going to be out of touch with a lot of things. But I just wanted to share with you that we are very different kinds of activities that result in different vocabularies, different understandings, and getting those things shared through a common forum, I think, is the biggest thing we can do to promote semantics.
Sounds great. So, I mean, August sounds good. I mean, since there are lots of things already happening in July, August actually gives people a little bit of time, and then in the meantime we could do this on the mailing list and you could start getting your
people yeah. lined up and interested in seeing if they wish to participate.
Right, exactly. So
okay,
so how
Sorry,
about
guys,
yeah, pick
I love
one
that.
Let's say August 2nd or August 9th, the earlier part of August, same time as this call. This is sort of the Ontolog event slot, Thursdays, 12:30 to maybe 2:30.
August 2nd won't work for me, but
okay. How about the 9th? So out of these 2 days, August 2nd or 9th, any?
Let's stick with August 9th.
August 9th,
and,
at least for now.
The reason I'm saying that before I go is I'm going to send an email out to many of my colleagues and see how many of them are available on August 9th.
Fantastic. And then we could...
Yeah, we have a target then.
Yeah, we can...
Yeah.
We have the target, and then we can continue this on a mailing list. I'll set this up and subscribe everyone as a start. We will use that same mailing list to loop in the speakers, the panelists, other people who might be interested, and so on, if there is a need. We don't want to replicate or duplicate the work of the EarthCube Semantics and Ontologies group. That's not what this is for. So we wanted to make sure it's a different thing that we're doing here. So we'll find out more, and then we can discuss this on the mailing list.
Okay, well, just to get that right, do we agree on something like this value proposition as first session?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay, if someone typed it, to type something out. I mean, then we can.
I will type it. I will type it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place to start. So.
Yeah, I have to go. So thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. And let's look forward to doing something with the geoscience community. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Christian.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So we should probably wrap up then, folks, and prepare our next steps, actually have communication with an email about this August 9th session for the first in the series. Do we have any other final comments?
No.
Okay, well, good.
Yep.
Well, I think it was a useful meeting, and I thank you for participating.
Yep. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I still need the someone documenting that value proposition.
I'm just doing it.
Okay, all right. Take your time. I need a little bit of time to document the various decisions, like setting up the mailing list, who is on the organizing committee, and so on. So we can end the call here, and those who have things to type into the chat to be captured into the proceedings could continue on the chat board. Thanks.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.